96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, it's the kind of thing that African Americans have been waiting to hear from President Obama for a long time. What is he going to do about the difficult issues surrounding minority young men and boys? Well, we're going to have to wait a bit longer. The announcement scheduled for today at Morehouse College in Atlanta about the president's My Brother's Keeper initiative was postponed because of the severe weather. But we will discuss the issues and the politics tonight. My guest is filmmaker and social activist Jenks Morton. We will also be joined by political and social commentator Dr. Boyce Watkins a little later in the program. But if you want to be part of this conversation, if you have something to say about the president and taking a stand for African-American young males and Latino young males, young men of color, is it too little, too late? What do you expect from him? The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can also comment on my Facebook page or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Jenks, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Harold.
It's always good to talk to you. Okay, so let's talk about this initiative. The president is stepping up to help Black and Latino males. Why now?
I think right now, because it's so preliminary, we're at the 100,000-foot level view of this thing. A big announcement was supposed to happen today. I was supposed to speak at Morehouse to kind of help launch this thing. The details are going to have to be worked out, and there's just a great deal of energy and excitement in all of the advocate spaces for people who've been working around this issue for a very, very long time. I would say that it's never too little and it's never too late. It's just what is the framework under which this initiative is going to be launched? What does it look like, and what are the pressure points? What are we trying to advance? And this is where, you know, voices like mine, voices like Boyce and Ivory Tolson, who's at the White House, you know, we're trying to reframe the focus of this conversation that, you know, conversations around dropout and incarceration it's a dead issue. It's not what is necessary, what's going to be needed to help kind of close the levels of disparities between African-American male and African-American achievement and other areas as we move down this kind of socioeconomic scale.
Well, I know that, you know, one of the key issues when you touched on it, dealing with issues of poverty and incarceration for young men of color. And we remember very well back in July when we were talking so much about the Trayvon Martin case, and the president even said that the country needs to figure out how to make African-American men feel included in society. He said the country, not so much the government. From your perspective, whose responsibility is it to make Black men feel that they are part of society?
And it's almost a loaded question. You are my friend, so I'm not saying you're dropping it like that. But in the construct of our identity, be it, you know, individual, collectively as a community, or sociologically, I think it is more important how we view ourselves first. So to roll this into a bigger, you know, this big equation of how should society accept and whose role that is, I think that a lot of us that are doing, you know, this kind of footwork, it's about establishing Black identity devoid of the metrics around, you know, larger white definitions or constructs of what it means to be Black. Mm. Too often we've defaulted to. We always do this too. It's like, so if Black males are doing this, well, what are white males doing, or what are Asian males? And that's a poor psychological and sociological construct for us as African Americans in this juncture in our history right now.
Well, Jenks, hold that point. Need to take a break. Lines are open at 202-319-7810 or 855 202-388-4876. That's 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the president's My Brother's Keeper initiative to support minority young men and boys. My guest is filmmaker and social activist Janks Morton. We will be joined later in the program by Dr. Boyce Watkins, political and social commentator. Janks, let me ask you another issue related to this initiative. Yes, on the surface, My Brother's Keeper, yes, this sounds absolutely, wonderful when taken from the biblical context. But I think the criticism that the president has received is, why is he trying to be My Brother's Keeper now when he is literally on the downside of his second term? One of the biggest criticisms from African-American leaders has been that he has done a lot for the gay community. He has done a lot for the Latino community. He has done a lot for women. And yet African-Americans seem, some would say, to get the tough end of the deal. What do you think?
I guess I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
I've heard that. You've heard it.
When I first saw some of that commentary, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And he is the president of the United States. He's got so much stuff going on over this. Put it in this context, and let's not operate from the deficit or find the inadequacies or find the shortcomings in something so monumentally historic in our community. Never, ever in the history of all the presidents in this entire experiment of America has there ever been an initiative about men of color.
Okay.
It just doesn't happen, period. I don't care if it was his first day in office, if it was his last day in office, he's the guy who's picked up the mantle. So for people to try to, and my people make me nutty a little bit because I'm a little grumpy tonight, but we always find a way to shoot ourselves in the foot. You want to juxtapose it against gay and lesbian issues, against Hispanic issues, mm-hmm. against other issues. So what? They've got their own lane. For the first time in our history, our president has carved out a space for men of color. Never happened before. And if you do not know how to celebrate and pause and uplift and elevate moments, you're going to operate from this deficiency mindset, which means you're going to operate from a spirit of ingratitude. Nothing that anyone will ever do for black men will ever appease you, including black male achievement. And that is the problem with a lot of our advocates right now.
Okay. Well, we need to take yet another break. We are looking for comments from our listeners. What do you expect from the president when it comes to this initiative, My Brother's Keeper? What do you think he should do to make a difference? 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. And starting this week, you will also find podcasts from the Insight segment on the Daily Drum blog page of WHUR.com. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment on Sirius XM.